Medrash talks about Reishis and Brias Olam. Reishis Bara Elokim. Ramchan Chuma Pasak. Pasak in Tilam says, Gigodu Ato, Raos Nethlos Ato Lavadach. Amr of Tanchum. Anoda Zeh. If one has a balloon, miyabon nekev kechod shamachad, the hole just like a pinhole, kolu chodotzim imenu, all the air goes out. V'adam osui, a human being is made mechilim mechilim. He. Inside the human being, there, empty space, filled space, or the lungs are full of air, and it all hangs together. And the air doesn't escape, the fluids don't escape. The whole structure of the human being, of the human body, is a magnificent structure that requires great, great chachma. What do we say? Shiyotzos odna b'chachma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human being and the complex way the human body functions. Incredible chachma. Atu lukim levadecho. Doesn't happen by itself. Kadosh Baruch Hu did it all by himself. Then the Medrash asks a strange question. Once it said that Kadosh Baruch Hu did it all by himself. When were the angels created? Doesn't say it in the Pasuk. The Pasuk only talks about the Bria of the physical world. Doesn't go into detail the Bria of the spiritual world. Reb Yochanan Amar, Sheni Nivra, the second day, not the first day, Nivra Maloch. Ha'ud Echsiv, it's a Pasuk, Hamkar V'mayim Aliyosu, Echsiv Osa Maloch of Ruchos, Nivra Amar Behei Nivra Maloch, fifth day, Echsiv V'of Yofi Falores, Rabbi Yonya by Tarav Yonam of Hashem, Rabbi Yitzchok, Bain Al Daitid, Rabbi Chinina, Bain according to the second day of the fifth day. It wasn't created on the first day. Why did not Kodesh Baruch Hu create angels on the first day? Shlo Yomru, so people shouldn't say, Mechoel Hoyomoteach, Vidroma Shorokia, that Mechoel was pulling from one side, Gavriel from the other side, and Kodesh Baruch Hu in the middle. Pasuk says as follows. Pasuk in Yeshaya. Ko amar Hashem goalecho yotzrecha mibotan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate redeemer of Klal Yisrael. He created every human being in the womb. Anochi Hashem ose ko. I created and create everything. Note to Shemayim Levadi, I created the heavens all by himself. Roko Aratz, when I established the earth, me iti, no one else was with me. What does the Pasuk say? What are Chazal trying to say? Pasuk says very, very simply. And talks about three aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One, in the Bria, there was no other power, there was no other force, except HaKadosh Baruch Hu, creating the world all by himself. And, later on we'll see a Medrash that talks in terms of Yesh Me'ayin. That means before Brias HaOlam, there was absolutely nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one. Number two, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought into this world all of the building blocks of the world, and then he himself took all the building blocks and made the world. Anoch Hashem Osa Kol, I created everything. Note Shemayim, I spread out the heavens. Roka Haaretz, I established the earth. Me eating, there's no one else. That's number one. That's in the history. But maybe once HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, did that, then everything goes by itself. No. When a child is born, one shouldn't think, well, there are all sorts of medical things and it just happens by itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yotzrecha Mibotem. Every human being is directly created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Gualecha. Not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu once create the physical world, continues to create the physical world, but even who runs history and will be the ultimate redeemer of Klal Yisrael, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu too. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create any other forces, physical forces, spiritual forces, certainly not spiritual forces, on the first day. First day he brought everything into existence. Not only that, the Medrash continues. Dovach, the Godol out of us in the floats, Menog Shabolim, Melch Bas of Adam. There's a king. His called is Medina. So he runs his kingdom in a proper way, and everyone praises him. Udoli on Medina, but how does he work? There's the king, and there's everyone underneath him, and everyone underneath that, and everyone underneath that. And if everything is working well, everyone praises the entire thing. They help him with a burden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay. Elohu levado boras olam. He by himself created the world. Hu levado miskalas bolam. And he is the only one who is to be praised for running the world. Hu levado mishada bolam. Therefore, he's the only one who can take pride in this world, and the only one to whom we should give any recognition. I mean, the Gemara is talking about issues of Avodah Zarah, but that means what did many of the old Avodah Zarah, what did they believe? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, created many individual powers in this world. It's the power of the sun, the power of the moon, the power of the winds, and the power of everything, of the earth, and all the different powers in this world. And then he runs this world like a king on top, managing an independent office. But each office operates independently. Therefore, if I want something from the, I have to deal with these offices. You don't go to the top because you have a lot of independent offices. No. Kodesh Baruch Hu runs everything absolutely and completely, and therefore we worship only him. Everything else is a tool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yotzrecha Mibotem means don't think that everything happened automatically. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actively shaping and forming every part of this world, and therefore there are no other forces in this world besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, this view of how the world runs is completely opposite to the way the ancient world understood it. That's why they had Avodah Zarah. They were independent powers, and you had to deal with those independent powers. And It's also the way the contemporary world goes. People believe in science. The current view of the world is, well, wherever it came from, but it's running by itself like an automatic machine and just happens according to certain rules. And therefore, you don't have to deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you just deal with all the different laws of science and laws of medicine and laws of this and laws of that and laws of that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is somewhere out there in a corner. And Mir says, no. That's exactly what the Pasuk in Yeshayahu says. Anoch Hashem Oseh Ko. And here it doesn't say Osoko, it says Osoko. I continue to do everything. That's what we say in our davening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Machadish B'tuvah Yom Tov Ma'aseh Bereishis. He keeps bringing the world into existence. He keeps running and forming the world. Osoko, Notar Shamayim Levadi. I created and am creating everything all by myself. So there's only one force in this world. And worshipping and assuming that they're independent forces, that may be a convenient way of looking at the world. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he runs this world, does it according to very specific regularity. That's the only way we can function. That means, if today things fell down, and tomorrow they fell to the left, the next day they moved to the right, the next day they moved up, we can function as well. How are you going to function? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first idea of scientific law came from its apostle. We say it every day. Chok nosa velo yavo. He runs the world according to absolute law. That's why the word Elohim can mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world according to Teva. It can mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment of the world in Schar Vonish. It can mean a judge who judges according to law. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm running everything. But I don't just do it in a haphazard, half-kadikamina. I do it according to a law of regularity. If you want to know how to function in this world, so then study how I function. That's the study of science. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world with regularity. And that was against the concept of Avodah Zarah. Said there are a lot of independent powers, and you have to deal with the independent powers. Said there's no independent power. It's like you have a nail, and it's the hammer banging the nail. A nail may look and say, oh, the hammer's banging me. That's very nice. But there's a human being in back of that who's banging the hammer. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world directly. The Rambam Mor Avucha makes a very big case of the Maimon Chazal. It's a Medrash. And he'll call Esav Yesav. There's not a single blade of grass, Shagodel, that grows. And he'll call there's not an angel standing on top of it and saying, and who's an angel? A direct shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, do this. So every blade of grass that grows, Rambam builds on this medrash, is as a result of the direct action of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he does it according to certain rules. You put some seed in the ground, you water it, it's fertile ground. And this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs his world, but he's running it directly. And just as that was against the way they thought about the world 2,500 years ago, 3,000 years ago, it's against the way people think about the world today. Nothing happens automatically in this world. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's direct action in managing the world. And Chazal say, and that is exactly what this Pasuk in Yeshayahu says. Gracious Bar Elohim. Next message. Shisha Dvarim Kodnu L'Briya Sola. Six things happened before the Briya Sola. Yeshvem Shenivru, Yeshvem She'olu B'machshav Libaros. Some were created before this world, and some were created who HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended to create. They were part of his plan. HaTorah. Torah was created first. Torah, Minai. Suppose it was Hashem Kanani Reish Shadrach, who killed him and followed my oaths. Kisei HaKavod. The Kisei HaKavod was created before. Now, I understand what Kisei HaKavod means. The Pasuk we say every Shabbos and Kabbalah Shabbos. Nochon Kisei HaKavod Me'oz Me'olam Ota. What does that Pasuk mean? You say it. Me'olam Ota means you are Kodesh Baruch Hu always were. Nochon Kisei HaKavod Me'oz. Kodesh Baruch Hu, even though he's totally independent of this world, totally distinct from this world, created a world with an idea that he would have a direct hashpah in this world, and that he would influence this world and run this world. What is a throne? A throne, when they were kings, was the chair where the king would sit on and all his subjects. It was a statement that he's running everything. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned the world, because the Torah is part of it, and besides the Torah being part of it, something else. The plan was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would actively run the world and not just abandon the world by itself. And there were others, Ha'avos, Yisrael, Ubeis HaMikdash, Ushmo Shem Mashiach, Olu B'machshav Lehi Baros. Four things before he planned, created the world, he knew were going to exist in this world. Avos, Yisrael, Beis HaMikdash, Ushmo Shem Mashiach. What does it mean, Avos? That means, Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world. Created a human being with Chiru Chavshus. Gave Adam HaRishon an ideal place to live. And says, listen, there's a Gufin and a Shama, a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara. And the purpose of the guf is to do the bidding of the neshama, to serve HaKadosh, use it to serve HaKadosh Baruch, and to develop and build up our neshama. True, Elkai neshama shenasati bi tahorihi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a neshama that's tahor. But we either build it up or we destroy it, depending on our bechira chafshis. And he put him in Gan Eden. And says, what is Gan Eden? A place where everything exists, so a human being can only focus on one thing. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And Adam Rishon decided he'd rather be a Baal Taiva, and chose the goof not be totally subject to the neshama. And he created a situation that we have today, when there's a tension between goof and neshama. Now, that's a consequence of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with Chiru Chavshus. And human beings fight there and perfect themselves or destroy themselves. Now, what happened in human history with 10 generations? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not interested. Only Noach. But Noach was a tzaddik. Tzaddik Tomer, and he didn't found Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu waited and waited, as the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, 20 generations until it was one individual who would perfect himself so he could be the founder of a nation. Perfecting himself to be the founder of a nation, that Avraham Avinu, doesn't happen overnight. Avraham Avinu began from infancy, questioning and working on himself, developing himself. Says 3 years old, 40 years old, that just marks different stages in Avraham's development. Until Avraham Avinu was 75 years old, then the Medrash says he went as far as he could. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to him and told him, okay, now I'm going to show you, I'm going to take you all the next steps. It's an idea of it takes a while to produce one human being who's going to perfect himself who can father Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it wasn't just things went wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted that in the Bria because that's the only way you can have the tachlis of the Bria, human beings working out their issues, building themselves up, and perfecting themselves, and that's the upside and the downside of Bechira Chavshus. Bechira Chavshus is a very powerful and almost frightening concept. It's much easier to believe in evolution. Evolution says we're a bunch of animals, just more sophisticated, complicated animals, and therefore we don't have to take responsibility for what we do. We're just a bunch of animals and just a lot of chemical reactions that are happening with us. Guf neshama b'chira chavshus say, there's no one to blame, and you have to take absolute responsibility for what you do. And, of course, until human beings perfect themselves. And then, what does Rashi at the beginning says? B'shil ha-Torah shenikareishis. B'shil Yisrael shenikareishis. B'shil Truma shenikareishis. B'shil Bikurim shenikareishis. What does this mean? It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world, human beings, clear harshes, and did not expect that all of a sudden the entire world would just be mocking. Created a world knowing it would take a while for human beings to perfect themselves, and there would be one nation that would represent him to the rest of humanity. And just like Truma and Bikura, what is it? You go into a field. And a lot of fruits there, a lot of apples in that apple orchard. You take a bunch of apples and they become Kaddish and the rest is Chulin. And the Kedusha of those apples, of Bikurim or of Truma, they justify the entire field. So too does entire humanity. And there's one group that's Kaddish. It's Klal Yisrael. And that's how Kaddish Baruch Hu planned this world. So, the plan was to be Avos, people who would finally, after many generations, work through and develop themselves so they could father a nation. It would be a nation that would represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this world. And as much as it's a wonderful world, there's going to be one place, there's going to be one group of people, and there's going to be one place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make himself available in a more direct way than in any place. Ushmo Shem Mashiach. Who Mashiach is? It's going to be one human being who's going to perfect himself at the end of the time. At a time when the world is ready for it. But the fact that the history is going to have to go through all that development, and then at the end it'll all fall into place with Mashiach, that was part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. It wasn't how the world developed wasn't just accidentally. It was built into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. That's what it means. It was created before the world. What was created before the world was things that are necessary in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's forming the world. Olu b'machshav means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. This is how the world is developed. And we don't know, but two things were for the world. It says the Kisei HaKavod and Torah. Which came first? HaTorah Kavod. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, created a Torah. Torah was the blueprint for absolutely everything. And in order for this Torah to be realized in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to run this world hands on, completely and absolutely, because that's the only way really Schar V'Onesh happens. Now, Next measure moves on to a different concept. The big machlokas between Chazal and Greek thought, which is you see in Chazal, you see it in Rishonim, onto the Katmos, that there's an idea that's a basic Yisod of Yiddishkeit, that the world was created Yesh Me'ayin. And it's so fundamental to Yiddishkeit that Rashi and Tosfos explain why is the Machal Shabbos Vahesya Erika Akmul Chodvara. Shabbos is our statement in our Eidos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. In 6 days, in a specific process. And we have to be made. So tonight, when I say Kiddush, I say, Vayachulu Hashemayim V'ha'aretz V'chol Tzva'am. I'm being made that this world is not here by accident. It wasn't always there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, Yesh Me'ayin, with a specific plan. Now, the Greeks, and it was different. Plato had one idea. Aristotle had a different idea. But they were fighting one idea. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu actively created the world, Yesh Me'ayin. People mistake what they talk about the Big Bang. The Big Bang doesn't solve that. Big Bang says there was once a full concentration of everything in this world in a very concentrated form of mass, and then it exploded. It means there was something that was always there. Because from nothing comes nothing. Except Yesh Me'ayin, that's where only HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes something, Yesh Me'ayin. Because the idea of the world as a perpetual motion machine, which is the fundamental science, that there can't be an external force that brought it into being. And it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ignited a match and there was an explosion. Yesh Me'ayin means there was absolute nothing. Nothingness, absolute nothingness except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So anything that exists was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what does the Midrashim say? He was created, but he didn't create a machine either. He created something that he was actively, continually running, and it's not gave it over to a committee to run. It's actively being run completely. And that idea, which is the Yisod of Yiddishkeit, it's the Yisod of Schar V'Onesh, Yisod of Hashgach HaPratis, it's the Yisod of everything. And that's why the idea, the victory over the Greeks, it was so essential that there had to be an ace, Chutz Miteva. Because what the Greek side is, they worship Teva. They worship the goof, they worship Teva. And we say, yeah, when we're going to celebrate our victory, we'll do it at the end. A military victory is hard to tell. I just saw an article the other day, some stupid Israeli newspaper. They finally understood the military tactics, how the Hashanoim won it. Yeah, they finally discovered. What do we say? No military tactics. Who was running it? Ma'at and a small group of tzaddikim to Ogrim Oskei Torosach. But even then, someone can fool himself. So when they finished the whole thing, to show the gala really what happened, to show that the Greeks really totally missed the boat, it was nice to the Pachashim. Greeks, you don't believe in this. But take a look what's happening. And that is where the Medrash is always talking. It's not that there were raw materials, tohu, vohu, choshech, tohom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu fashioned those raw materials. Not that the world was just a perpetual motion machine. It's always been going. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took everything Yeshmei, and that's so fundamental to Yiddishkeit, Torah, if a person says no, it means he can't say Vechulu Hashemayim V'aretz V'chol Tzvam. So what's Halach Machal Shazvar? He denies the entire Torah. The Rambam goes an extra step. He says Shabbos. Why is Machal Shabbos? V'hesh Harkach V'chol Tzvar. Because it's Oth Bris Hulei Olam. That is the sign of the bris between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when I say Vechulu Hashemayim V'aretz V'chol Tzvam tonight, what is it? I'd say we made a bris, and the foundation of this bris is Shabbos that states Shesh Shomim Hashem Hashemayim Vasaretz. And that the Medrash goes over and over, showing all the machlokas between Chazal and the Greeks, but it didn't stop with the Greeks. Sometimes they're showing them today. So it's not this theory, it's that theory. And so essential that if you deny it, so you really deny Shabbos. By denying Shabbos, you're not called Torah Kulu. And the machlokas we have, very simply, if a human being, just a super developed animal, and a human being is nothing but 10 zillion chemical processes working, there's no bechira chafis, there's no responsibility, there's no tzelem elokim, and the whole Torah falls apart. Okay, we'll go through a number of more midrashim, Mitzvah Shemini, next week.